good Thursday, everybody. Welcome back into Mining Stock Daily. We have a corporate update, but before we get into our conversation with our friend Gilbert Clark with Meridian Mining, let's take a look at the numbers. If you haven't been paying attention to precious metals today, you have been missing out on an incredible move. Futures gold up to $1,850. It did push up to $1,820 a little bit, but coming off those highs. Silver up north of $27 to $27.50. And folks, that's not all. Copper also having a nice day, went up to $4.60 this morning. So a lot of buying coming in the metals complex all around. Gilbert, for somebody who actually is exploring and developing a gold copper project in Brazil, wind to sails right now, isn't it?
Yeah, no, what a fantastic day for the commodity market to see those strengthening in the prices. And for us, you know, two of our main principal metals, copper and gold, to show strength like that is great for us. And we have, as people can see in our assay results to date, we have quite a sizable silver kick in this as well. So really, it's a dream for us. We've exposed to these good, strong commodity markets, and we also know that our project's got great metallurgy, so we're going to recover all of our metals. Fantastic.
That rock isn't worth anything unless you can get it out of the ground and process it, right? So that's just the way it goes. But first, you got to do what you're doing. This is a follow-up conversation from yesterday's news. The headline from the press release says Meridian Mining reports extensions to the first assays, which were originally reported the last week of April. So obviously those were incredible, good high grades, good widths, but this report from yesterday, Gilbert, just increases those that data.
Absolutely. And, you know, we had, I think it was 48 meters, slightly higher grade, about 0.1% higher copper. And what we did is we hadn't actually assayed the upper layer. And so we hadn't returned the assay. So we got them back and they were really positive. And we also had another layer that went, I think, 15 meters, about 0.4% copper. And what everyone's got to remember is that hole three, that's from the deepest part of the deposit. And this ore now, it becomes shallower and shallower until it hits the surface about 350 meters, 400 meters to the northeast of us. So this blanket of mineralization continues. And this is what attracted us to it, because this blanket of big, strong zones of mineralization, back in the 80s, they came through and took out very narrow sections where they had high-grade gold, but the bulk mineralization was left behind. So this is just a confirmation of that for us. It's really strengthening our project overall.
Where do you find continuity? Drilling and exploring forward, where does the continuity going to come from with your drill strategy?
It's a combination of really twinning or replicating about another 30 holes within the deposit. And then at the same time, we got hold through a technical agreement with the university in Cuiabá, their core library. They got given a bucket load of core by the operators back in the early 1990s, and it sat in there for students to look at. And why that's so great is we can take that core, which we have, we assay it, and then we compare the results to what BP did back in the 1980s, and it just replicates it. So when you give that to a competent person and we give them the assay sheets from the 1980s, they're just going to say, well, we can use this data. So that exploration sunk cost, which was maybe $100 million back in the 1980s, by assaying the original core and doing this twinning infill program, we can then transfer that sunk cost onto our project and then use that to grow our equity value.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the other things, the highlights that came up from this news release is the historical core resampling. So obviously this is taking some of that historical data, reassaying that core and bringing it into more timely NI 43-101 type of data to add into that. Continues, 16.8 meters of 2.1% copper, 2 grams per ton gold, 3 grams per ton silver, 0.2% zinc. So how will you continue to include this data going forward? Where does this belong now?
Now it's compliant data. We had the drill collar, we had the historical assay sheet. We've now got our assay sheets, and more specifically, it's this little detail. We've got the certificate from the assay lab saying we assayed it. We're signing off on it, so it becomes an asset. Mm-hmm. And this is just the process of taking the information from the 1980s. That's in, it was in paper form, you know, for 30 years. Now it's in digital form. That's why we got the project so cheaply. And now we're going to use all that to grow a deposit, build a mine, build our resource base at a fraction of the cost of what's been gone into it to date.
How many holes this historic core is in through the resampling process?
I think it's about 8 or 9 holes that we're going to resample. We have to replicate probably 15% of the 400 holes. So that's, you know, that's a big chunk of our replication data. Mm-hmm. So that's, and again, that's a timing thing. You know, it might take us, you know, 3-4 days to drill a hole today, and then maybe a couple of days to log, to core, and to get it ready for assaying. All we have to do now with this historical core is put it, measure it, log it, put it in a bag, and just send it up to the assaying people. So it's a time saving for us. It's a money saving for us. We don't have to spend, I guess, all in 180 Canadian bucks a meter to drill this core. We've got it in a laboratory and a technical exchange where we're going to have access to their students to come into the field with us. So it's a win-win for all of our shareholders.
So get doing the rough math in the back of my head, 50 holes need to be twinned to get this compliant.
No, 40 holes, 10%.
Oh, 10%, 40.
We've actually been quite lucky because we've also had an additional data drop from the archive of Rio Tinto that we got. And we've got nearly 200 underground diamond holes that have been brought into our database. Now, we've got to go through now and QA, QC them. I think we're up to about 78 or 80 of them we can currently use. So that's even more information. And that just gives more certainty for the independent person to quantify what the resource is going to be.
Okay. So continued positive news for the project there in Brazil. I got to ask you about the decline in the share price just the last 2 days, down 10-15% this week. But obviously, Gilbert, Meridian's had an incredible run in the markets here the last couple of months. So a nice correction is always healthy.
And it's presented a wonderful opportunity for people to actually buy in a bit of volume. Because we were trading up, and that was great. And they've had this, looks to be one or two sellers have come in and said, like, okay, we're out, and they've sold out in volume. But most importantly, people have actually bought in on volume. So there's real, I'm happy for a shareholder to make some money. That's what we want to do. But we think there's a lot more equity growth, and if somebody wants to take their exit now, you know, thanks for the support. But and the guys that are buying in now, I'm saying, well, that's great because we're planning to have a massive multiple on our share price going forward.
It seems like these multi-mineralized VMS projects throughout the world are trading really, really well. I mean, obviously, Meridian's had a great couple of weeks. Your peers such as like Black Wolf Copper and Gold, we interviewed them a few days ago. They're trading really well. There's a couple early exploration projects throughout the world. I'm thinking like District Metals up in Sweden, their VMS project. I mean, can you talk about the strength of this type of deposit and exploration behind this type of metals market we have? Have you given that any thought?
Yeah, I have actually. That's interesting because what we talked about there was a couple of companies that have tenements and the good projects, good teams. What we've got is we've got the tenement within a district. We've got the district. And what's really important about VMS districts is they've always produced decade after decade after decade cash flows for their companies. And now they're mature and they're aging. And, you know, these groups that are doing really well, they've got an asset within a belt. And those belts, they've been very productive. But what we've got in Meridian is the entire belt, but in the view of the administration, it's a brownfield development, but I don't have the legacy issue that some of these big VMS belts have got, where they've got massive tailings dams, saline storage facilities, waste dumps, and associated closure liabilities. What Meridian has is an entire belt where the central bullseye has been predetermined, the exploration upside has been predetermined on a camp scale, but I don't have that decades and decades and decades of history of mining and the associated liabilities. But what's so important about that for the investors to understand is when you come, a company comes to do a transaction and they want to be sold, they look at a belt scale asset, they'll look at that liability and they'll discount it from the sale volume, the sale price. What we were able to do in the future, we intend to build it, but in our valuation, somebody's going to look at it and say, well, there's no discount for closure liabilities because there aren't any. And that's a massive, massive interesting point that I, you know, sort of bring into the guys into the market now to discuss, because we have got basically a greenfields opportunity in equity growth through discovery, but the discovery's already been predetermined, so I don't have that discovery risk. And then on the upside, I don't have an associated or historical environmental liability associated with my project. So it's really just a layer of positive aspect for Capital Sale. That, and I guess that's really been what dragged the, not dragged, what grew the equity interest of investors to our company over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And you know, come in and made some money today. Well, you know, congratulations, but if they stayed a bit longer, I think that would have made an awful lot more.
It's really important. After you said that, I was just thinking, man, there's the deposit obviously is very important, but there's so much more to building a project outside of the mineralization, including the environmental standards, the economics of everything, and so many layers when it comes into building a mine throughout the cycle.
So in the back of all this, like the important headline of confidence on the deposit, because that's what you need to grow. But at the same time, what our company is doing is that really boring stuff of making sure your rollout of your environmental baseline studies is occurring now. Okay, the preparation for the rollout is occurring now. The scoping engineering study you want to do in-house to identify what your costs are going to be so you can then set your parameters for your financial modeling, commencing that now, associating yourself with the group, the engineering groups that are going to be doing that now. Because when I look at this project and I cut my teeth in production in the goldfields of Western Australia, for me, this is a production asset. So what I have to go now do is all the necessary communication to maintain our shareholders' confidence that that's where the direction of the company is going.
Gilbert, it's a pleasure to have you on, do a quick catch-up. There's probably more news that's going to be hitting the tape here in the next week or weeks throughout the rest of the month of May. So we'll be sure to probably catch up with you once again before the month end.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Trevor. I really appreciate it.
It's Gilbert Clark. He's chairman over at Meridian Mining, and they're developing the Cabasal Copper Gold Camp VMS project in Mato Grosso, Brazil. They trade on the TSX venture with the symbol MNO. The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decision.